Yeah.
All right, and a perfect entry into our 49er Player of the Week on the UMA guest line. A hearty Murph and Mac welcome to 49er offensive tackle Mike McGlinchey, who's just coming home from his homecoming. He was back in Philadelphia, his hometown. Yeah. He got a win in front of his peeps. And probably fed the team, too, with his favorite deli, right? We got to get into that. But first, Mike, thank you very much for getting up early, calling into the Murph and Mac show. And 49ers fans everywhere commuting in this morning are pumped to hear you. How are you, Mike?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Always, man.
Happy to have you. It's been a while since we had you on Murph and Mac show here on the Niner flagship. Let's start with the really fun stuff. What's the Philly deli or cheesesteak or pork roll? What did you feed the team, man?
Let's hit the important stuff first.
I put a big order in at D'Alessandro's Cheesesteaks. It's a cheesesteak spot about a mile and a half from where I went to high school.
Nice.
It's my favorite one in the city, and I felt like all my guys needed to have a piece of what I love at home.
Oh, that's awesome.
Now, is the order, and is it just straight cheesesteak, or does there need to be anything else on it, or anything kind of garnishings or anything? Or
it depends on what you like. I'm a whiz without guy, which means cheese whiz without fried onions, but they put, fried onions, banana peppers, whatever you like. You can get it all on there.
So, like, in San Francisco, if you send somebody a Fisherman's Wharf, it's going to be a touristy experience. You're still going to get the good crab and the sourdough bread, but it is touristy. So does that mean that if I went to Philly and I went to Pat's or Geno's, I'm going to Fisherman's Wharf and you're going to the real place, D'Alessandro's?
Yeah.
I think that's a very, very fair comparison.
Like, you're still going to get a good cheesesteak, but it's not the same.
Pat's and Geno's are still damn good, though.
Okay, yeah. Good. See, like, if you go there, you're not losing, right? But
no.
Yeah.
Oh, just not the best, in my opinion.
Hey, and plus, Mike, I mean, all the people talking about, like, your weight in the off season. This is just a great excuse to load up on great cheesesteaks in Philly. It's like, you want me to gain weight? Fine. Let's do some cheesesteaks.
Yeah, they definitely make it a little easier.
I don't mean to introduce a bone of contention into this show, but Sports Talk Radio is fueled by conflict. And our producer, Adam Copeland, who hosts the lead-off spot 5 a.m. to 6 a.m., he's actually anti-cheesesteak.
He's the only guy I've ever met
and
who's anti-cheesesteak.
I mean, you can't convince a guy it's a personal choice, but does that hurt your ears, Mike, to hear that?
I mean, it's not. I guess it is a personal choice, but I don't know what there's not to like about meat, cheese, and bread.
That's what I'm saying.
His argument is if he's going to have that, he's going to go for a steak, a higher quality.
Yeah, see, I'm on the opposite end of the spectrum. I'd like it just smothered in cheese and cheap and just let it fuel me up pretty good.
Let it rip.
We thought it'd be fun, man. But anyway, how was it? Was it actually, I mean, listen, you're a professional athlete, you're a professional football player, you're a pro. Every game matters, whether you're playing in Detroit or Philadelphia. But that being said, you're a human being. Was the Philadelphia game more intensely personal for you?
I definitely wanted that one pretty bad. Mm-hmm. It's a spot that my whole family is there. I'm from there. I'm very proud to be from there. My whole family was in the stands. I have a lot of friends and friends of family scattered throughout the stadium as well. And being the Eagles at home was definitely something that was that meant a lot to me. I was definitely excited to get the opportunity to do it. I mean, it's not every day that you get to play an NFL game on the field that you grew up watching your favorite team on, and
wow.
And so I can still remember going to games with my uncles, my cousins, my dad, and
wow.
brother, and to play on that field and take home a win against the Eagles was a pretty cool feeling.
Talking to Mike McGlinchey on the UMA guest line. So Mike, when you were a kid going to those games, was this like the Donovan McNabb era? Like, which teams were you rooting for?
Yeah, so I was the Donovan McNabb, Terrell Owens, Andy Reid era.
Good teams.
When they went, five straight NFC title games and all that. That was right in the heart of my Eagles fandom.
Well, you're a Niner now, and you got that win. Really good. Hey, right before you came on, we played a soundbite from Jimmy Garoppolo talking about that sneak to ice the game, and said there's nothing like looking your guys in the eyes in the huddle.
Great cut. It's a great sound.
And say, let's go win this game.
Yep.
Can you kind of take us in as best you can into that huddle? And it's a very complex question because we're all excited for Trey Lance. We hope he's going to be the future. But we also have a great fondness for Jimmy Garoppolo. He kind of, I don't want to say rescued the franchise, but he kind of did in 2017.
Yeah.
We were founding.
He changed the complexion of the franchise. There's no question.
And so now he's in a weird place. And we had him on this very spot last week. He was our Player of the Week interview last week. And he was very assertive. He was like, he kind of is a new Jimmy. He's got a little chip on his shoulder a little bit. Can you take us in the huddle and tell us, is he a little bit flintier, a little bit chippier? And was that a big moment for you guys to block for him to get that sneak?
I wouldn't say chippier, but he's definitely more confident, and he's definitely playing a lot more free. I think, you know, when you have a guy like him who just competes every single day as hard as he can to play as hard as he can and win games and blocks out all the noise that surrounded him for the last year or two, it's truly impressive what he's able to be doing. And you know that when he looks at you in the middle of the huddle with the game on the line, third and one, and we call our fourth or fifth quarterback sneak of the game, and we just keep advancing forward, it's a damn good feeling. And
yeah,
it's pretty cool that, you know, Jimmy's so great at that, and the confidence that he gives everybody else he plays with is one of the best qualities about him.
That's awesome. That's a good answer there, Mike McGlinchey. And speaking of which, I mean, the run game is such a big part of what you guys do. And now it was Jimmy sneaking yesterday, but, you know, Elijah Mitchell week one. Now, Mike, you guys are in a situation where, you know, you're going to practice tomorrow and you're not quite sure who's going to be RB1. I was wondering your view as a tackle. I mean, I know you're going to block for whoever's there, but I just read, like, for example, an XFL guy named Jacques Patrick, the NFL Network just reported, former Florida State kid off the Bengals practice squad. He's coming in. T.J. Yeldon's getting a tryout. Duke Johnson, Lamar Miller. You guys brought on Kerryon Johnson. As a lineman, what's your, you know, how do you process all these new bodies coming in behind you?
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
You know, unfortunately, running back position is one of the most brutal to play in sports. Those guys sacrifice their entire body to play and run as hard as they can for our team. It is unfortunate the way that we've been banged up there so far. But it doesn't change our approach at all. We have, and to be honest with you, we have one of the best assistant coaches in the game, and Bobby Turner, and he always gets those guys on the right track. And no matter who's back there, they're going to be coached up great, and they're going to be behind guys that can really block for them. And so, you know, we just got to keep putting our best foot forward in that regard, and the rest will take care of itself.
Yeah, I mean, that scheme is fantastic, and that's what showed with Elijah Mitchell on week one. I mean, you know, what's your reaction to that kid? You know, he comes in summertime, and he's a sixth rounder. I mean, guys like that, they're not guaranteed to make the team, right? And he goes out there and seizes his moment. For you, that must have been real fun to see him. You get to block for him, and then you guys get to come back to the huddle and look at this kid kind of arriving, right?
Yeah, it's been awesome. Elijah's a hell of a kid, a hell of a back. And I think fortunately for us, I don't think he's too bad, too dinged up, but, you know, hopefully he can get healthy faster because he's on the right direction to becoming really, really special. And, you know, he's had a great camp. He's come in and played some tremendous football for us, stepped up in a big way in week one and, you know, couldn't be happier for him. So hopefully we get him back healthy, because he's going to be a huge part of our offense moving forward.
For sure. We're talking to Mike McGlinchey, Niner tackle. O-line in general, Mike, it seems like a pretty darn good room. I mean, you guys were up against the Eagles is a tough front.
Great defense, yeah.
The Packers are coming in now off a short week. I mean, every week's a challenge in the NFL, but it feels like you guys only given up, I think, one sack in the first two games, and it feels like you guys have been winning the line of scrimmage more often than not. What's that room like right now, the five of you?
You know what? I don't think we've given up a sack, to be honest with you, and we are feeling really good. We're doing great things, moving the football. We're moving, you know, moving guys off the ball. We love the way that Kyle's been calling games and the way that he wants our team to go through us. It's been a blessing for the group that we have and the way that we've been able to continue to play football. Hopefully, we can continue to get on the right track and keep building because there's still a lot of room to improve, but. You know, the sky's the limit, I think, for our group. We've done a great job over the first 2 weeks and all of camp and all of offseason, and I just want to keep going forward with it.
By the way, I mean, I know he's far over on the other side of the line from you. He's the left tackle, but do you get a chance to enjoy the athletic mania of a Trent Williams.
That's our boy, yeah.
My gosh.
What a beast.
Yeah, he's a special talent and a special player. Trent's a one-of-one type of player and a surefire Hall of Famer. It's pretty cool and a pretty surreal experience to get to play with guys like him. And, you know, he comes to work every day and tries to do the right things and gets better and wants to be great at football. And that rubs off on everybody. And he does a great job of that. He's the captain of our team. And it's been a lot of fun to be able to get to play with Trent and get to take things from him and put it into my game. And we have a great working relationship, and it's been a true honor of my career.
Mike McGlinchey on the UMA guest on our 49er Player of the Week. What about the plays where Kittle lines up next to you? I mean, there's no one of the great characters in the NFL today, George Kittle, the chatter, the energy.
Great blocker, too.
When he's lined up next to you, is there a little extra buzz on the play?
Yeah, I think so. I think George is also that kind of a player. I think he's one of the best in the world at what he does, if not the best. And I think he does a great job in all facets of our game. When we get to set the edge together in the run game, and everything starts with that first block on the edge with him and me, with George and I, or even if it's George and Juice, they do a really, really great job. And that's why teams really struggle with us, because no team has two edge setters like that. No team in the NFL is able to run off the football with that kind of confidence. And it's because of what 85 is able to do. And so he's obviously one of the main focal points of our offense, both running and catching the ball. And we're very, very fortunate to have George Kittle.
Yeah, that's pretty cool stuff, man. What about you? How do you think you're playing the first 2 weeks? How would you grade yourself?
I've been solid. I've played well. I've done things well. I've improved on things that I needed to improve on. But I'm not there yet. I got to continue to get better. I got to continue to play with the great consistency and commitment to what I need to do. But I'm definitely on the right track, which is exciting. And that's why they play 17 weeks, is to get better in each one.
Talking to Mike McGlinchey, one of the great voices of the 49er offensive line. And Mike, you know, I was thinking about all the things you said about returning to Philly and buying food for all your teammates and stuff. But the other big element of Sunday was fans, full house, man. And now you're coming back to Levi's. You're going to play in front of fans, I think, for the first time in a couple of seasons.
Since an NFC championship. Yeah, well, the preseason, but you know, real game.
Right. No, it's been a while. And, you know, one thing that was a kind of a takeaway for at least the fans, Mike, after the Philly game, the number of Niner fans that made that trip. I mean, I'll tell you what, watching the game on TV, it sounded like and looked like, based on the amount of red in the crowd, that the Niner fans had a very strong presence in that stadium.
Yeah, the faithful always travel well. They have my entire career. All of the away games, you know, whether it's where we land and they have a line of flags and crowd waiting for us to send us off to our hotel.
Nice.
Whether it's at the hotel, whether it's at the game, that the faithful are one of the greatest fan groups in football, and we're very fortunate to have them on our side. And you know, it's kind of almost like a poetry. Ending here, that our first game back is against the Packers after the last real game was the NFC Championship in 2020.
Nice.
And to have it on Sunday Night Football and to have it be our first game back and to be 2-0 in this position that we're in chasing something, I expect the faithful to be at full force on Sunday night, and I truly cannot wait to feel that energy.
It's going to be really fun. Before I let you go, Mike, just a 2-0 start. Rams are 2-0 also. Cardinals are 2-0. Seahawks are sort of a kick away from being 2-0. Actually, the Cardinals are a kick away from being 1-1. But just thinking, I mean, it's a 17-game season this year. The NFC West appears to be the best division in football. Can you just kind of leave us with just the inside the locker room? This, you know, we believe from the outside this is a team that has Super Bowl aspirations, but it is a really tough division. It's kind of wondering the mindset of this team after winning two games on East Coast road trips.
I think it shows who we are. It shows the character that we have, and it shows the competitors that we have. We knew coming in that our division was going to be the best in football. It's not. It doesn't take, you know, a football genius to look around and see the four teams in our division that are truly talented and unbelievable and well coached and always competitive. It's not a shock to us, and we know that we have to bring our best stuff every single week, and that's what we did the first 2 weeks. You know, whether it's getting up big against Detroit early or, you know, finding just 30 different ways to win the game against the Eagles, It means the world to us that we're able to win in different ways and play complementary football and do the things that we're able to do to continue to compete for a Super Bowl. And we know it's going to be tough. We know it's going to be a long road, especially with the six games we have to play in our division. But we're excited for the opportunity. And the more that we can keep just getting better each and every week, the more of a chance we're going to have.
All right. Well, listen, it's been great having you, man, and a great start. I'm already hungry for a cheesesteak. Just making sure, by the way, did any of your cousins or uncles or any of that, did any of them show up in, like, Eagles paraphernalia?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Blood's a lot thicker than water.
Yeah, okay. There you go, Mike. I like it.
It would be a very Philly thing to show up in an Eagles jersey. Like,
well,
you know?
Those guys can wear Notre Dame stuff, but no, we can't let them wear Eagles stuff, no.
Yeah, well, my mom was actually kind of joking. She was surprised at the lack of number of people she heard from for tailgates and stuff like that. We accredit that to probably most people wanting to cheer for the green and black.
The McGlinchies were a little lonely, but hey, you guys got the W, man. Good stuff. All right, Mike, you're always a good talker.
Yeah,
congrats
great
on
you.
The start, and thanks for sharing some time on the Murph and Mac Show with the 49ers fans
thanks,
out
Mike.
There. Thanks, man.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
There he is, Mike McGlinchey.
He's a gentleman and an offensive lineman and a scholar. He's a...
McGlinchey, McCaffrey, and Murphy did a talk show together.
Sounds like a bar on Geary.
And there was a time in this country's history when that wouldn't have happened, buddy. The downtrodden. They said, grab a shovel and go dig the Erie Canal.
When the sign outside you, right? says no dogs and no Irish, you know,
hey,
it's not even funny.
Hey, my man here behind the glass got a lot of the green in him. Right here, baby.
You know what I'm saying?
That's it. Well, Copes, don't ever sleep on your Irish heritage there, buddy.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.